This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. From the Veterans Memorial Park Committee's Book of Honor, compiled in 1992, comes another story of a serviceman who died in World War I, which the United States entered 100 years ago this year. Information from his nephew, John Bessrud of Thief River Falls, and from the Rose Oconee Times region tells the story of Louis E. Bessrud. Louis Bessrud was born at home in Jadis Township on May 19, 1894, to Osley and Inger Hagen Bessrud. He had two younger brothers, John and Albert. Louis never married. Louis attended grade school at Oak Hill District 5 through 8th grade. Inducted into the service at the age of 22, he was trained at Camp Travis, Texas, and arrived in France in July 1918. He gave up his life 2 months later. Louis served in France in the 1st American Army, so-called because they were the first unit of solely Americans to serve in Europe under an American general. In fighting, which began on September 12, 1918, American forces defeated German forces in a fierce 3-day battle and gained a strategic stronghold needed for Allied progress in the war. In this battle, Louis was wounded. A letter written from the American Red Cross National Headquarters at Washington stated, "My dear Mr. Bessrud, we have received from Evacuation Hospital No. 1 the following communication concerning the death of Private Louis Bessrud on September 15, 1918. We are told that he was wounded on September 15th and taken at once to the hospital. Unfortunately, he did not survive the operation that had to be performed. His right arm had to be amputated. He was put in a special ward and everything done for him that modern medical science could do, but to no avail. He died quietly and without pain. He was buried with full military honors at Meuse Argonne American Cemetery, Romain, France. Signed by W.R. Castle, Jr., Director, American Red Cross." Alex Gust of Gatsky, Minnesota, provided information about his brother, Stephen Gust, for his story in the Book of Honor. Stephen was born September 26, 1895. His parents were Joseph and Katie Gust. He had 8 brothers and 3 sisters. Stephen was born at Tabor, Minnesota, and lived there until he was 9 years old. Then his family moved to Poplar Grove Township. He started school in Tabor and continued in Benwood School District 77 when the Gusts moved to Rose Oconee. He was raised in the Catholic faith. Stephen, as a young man, helped at home, working for neighbors clearing land, logging, and working on area sawmills sawing lumber. Each fall, he and brothers would walk about 100 miles to Lankin and Pisac, North Dakota, to work in the harvest fields. Being part of a musical family, the brothers as young men played at house parties and dances. Stephen played the violin. Little is known of Stephen's death. The family first heard that he was missing in action, but later received word that he had been killed in action. Sometime in 1920, parents received an official document that stated, "Army of the United States of America, to all who shall see these presents, greeting. This is to certify that Stephen Gust, Private Company D, 58th Infantry, died with honor in the service of his country on the 29th day of September, 1918. Signed, I. Irwin, Adjutant General." In the Poplar Grove area at that time, Stephen's father donated 1 acre of land for a graveyard. It was called the Gust Cemetery. According to the family, it is a national cemetery. When Stephen's body was returned to the United States, it was interred there. Another soldier, whose information was received from his niece, Verna Petrelski, of rural Roseau, was Mike Grugel. Mike was born to Theodore I. and Mary Grugel in 1890 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He had 3 brothers, 3 sisters, and 6 half-brothers. His mother passed away in Pennsylvania when Mike was only 2 years old. The family moved to Rose Oconee in the early 1900s. Because schooling was limited to the homesteader, the children often didn't receive much training beyond the early grades. Mike and his half-brothers were outdoor men and did a lot of hunting. He was a single man who had his own homestead in Fallon Township. His religion was Catholic. Mike entered the Army when he was 27 years old. Verna Petrowski remembers the day he and his half-brother Stanley left for the service. Her six-year-old sister started to cry and commented, "Uncle Mike will never come back." He received little training, being sent to France very soon after his induction. He earned a sharpshooter commendation. Mike lost his life on the front lines in the Battle of Meuse Argonne in 1918. He is buried in an American cemetery in France. His dad was given Mike's army rifle. One brother received a framed picture of Mike, and one sister received his life insurance. Mike was the youngest full brother of Verna Petrowski's father. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county's stories.